There's recess, but since we've only been doing this for a half hour, we're going to continue to push through. We do reserve the right to take a recess later if necessary, though. Next up is public hearings. We have one on for today, and I will refer your attention to Mr. Robertson, who will read the rules and regulations for our public hearings.
That's true. I was ready to roll on the public hearing. Bear with me, Madam Chair. Usually I'm right on that, too. As the chair stated, and as I was unprepared for, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. As noted on the agenda, too, and I think as Mr. Whitehouse mentioned, there is only the one public hearing on the ordinance. The proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's longstanding rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from these proceedings. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. Since we have one hearing, and since it's an ordinance, there's not, you know, supporters to or opponents of. So what we will do is Mr. Whitehouse and myself will present and explain the ordinance to the commission. We have a PowerPoint for that, and we'll answer any questions that the commission has. And then we'll just open it up to public comment from the public with regard to the ordinance. For the members of the public who wish to speak, we do ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one person in favor of or in opposition to the ordinance, we do ask that points not be repeated that a prior speaker has already stated. Again, understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Since we don't have an applicant, we don't have the five-minute rebuttal, because frankly, staff can say anything they want to at any time. There won't be any direct questioning or cross-examination of staff. However, we will be here to answer any questions that the public may have. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission may take action on each application or defer decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the ordinance. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And then I think everybody here has been at a meeting once before, but there is a microphone that looks like this at the podium. When you come to the podium, there's a space bar at the bottom. We ask that you press it to make sure that the green icon is lit on that button, and also the green ring around the microphone is lit. And if you don't, we will be sure to remind you, as we have, I think, every single meeting for the first speaker who comes forward. So with that, Madam Chair, we can begin with the presentation.